entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
From shore to shore and border to border and around the world on satellite and on the internet, welcome to the Memorial Day edition of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and we're in for a wild ride tonight. On tonight's show, we'll be joined at the bottom of the hour by Stephen Emerson as we discuss the ongoing and real dangers of terrorism and how it's come to roost here domestically. And in just a moment, we'll be joining Mike Mahari, the communications director of the group known as the 10th Amendment Center, and we'll be discussing another form of terrorism, the illegal actions of the TSA and their groping, and the current state of affairs in Texas regarding this issue. But first, as we always do at this time, let's go to Nashville, Tennessee, and welcome our news director to the Common Sense Show, Miss Annie DeRiso. Hi, Annie, how are you?
Oh, hi, Dave. I'm doing great, and I just had a curious thought. Is TSA our new terrorist group?
Well, I think you could make a case for some of that with the groping. Someone gave me a button the other day, and I don't think I'll be wearing it to the airport. TSA, and underneath it said, the word said, that's sexual abuse. And so I think I'll avoid that at the airport because I like to remain inconspicuous and travel hassle-free as possible. Anyway, Annie, you're going to help me do this interview from a news perspective, so let's not waste any time. Let's go directly to Michael Mahari and welcome Mike to the show. Hi, Mike. How are you?
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Well, we're glad you could join us, and we've done a number of pieces here on our news segment regarding the TSA, but your particular group, the 10th Amendment Center, has an interesting approach to this issue. But before we launch in to what's going on with the TSA and your center, tell everyone what the 10th Amendment is and its purpose.
Well, the 10th Amendment is, I think, probably one of the most important pieces of the Constitution. And interestingly, it doesn't really state anything that's not already implicit in the Constitution. It basically makes explicit a reality that the government, the federal government, that is, was granted enumerated, specific, limited powers. And the Tenth Amendment says very simply that any powers that were not specifically granted to the federal government or not prohibited to the states are left to the states and the people.
Okay, and that would include things like the drinking age, perhaps?
Absolutely.
Yes. And listen, it's not that I don't think that we shouldn't try to encourage responsible drinking, but the federal government has no business getting into this. What about the local marijuana laws? Here in Arizona, we're preparing, and this is where I'm broadcasting from, we're preparing to launch a lawsuit against the federal government for possibly interfering in our local politics where we voted in medical marijuana.
Right. And that's a big issue in a lot of states right now. And it's certainly an issue that the federal government really has no constitutional authority over. That's definitely something that should be left to the states. The federal government has basically intruded upon state sovereignty in that issue. And, you know, whether you're for or against medicinal marijuana, the point is that should be decided at a state-by-state level, the people of that state determining for themselves what their approach to that issue is going to be. A one-size-fits-all solution is just not the right way to go in something like that. And that's really our objection to it. We're not taking a stand one way or another. We're simply saying this needs to be decided at the proper level of government.
Is it your position, then, that the government should have absolutely no voice in anything other than what they're specifically granted powers for? Do you take a strict constructionist view of the Constitution?
We really do. We believe that the framers wrote the Constitution in a way that they intended to write it. And if there's an issue that the American people believe that needs to be addressed in a different way, then we have a remedy for that. It's the amendment process.
So, yes, okay, very good. We're going to hold it right there, Michael. We're up against the break. We come back, we'll talk about the TSA.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Just want to remind everybody at the bottom of the hour, joined by Stephen Emerson, and we'll be discussing the very real threats of domestic terrorism. Our special guest right now on the news segment of our show, joining Andy and I, is Michael Mahari, the communications director of the 10th Amendment Center. And just want to remind everybody, if you're ever away from your favorite radio station and you want to catch this show live or any other program, good on RBN, you can always find us on the net at www.republicbroadcasting.org and click the live stream button. Well, Michael, I'm sure you probably have heard that the TSA recently monitored and provided security for a prom at Santa Fe High School in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Were you aware of that?
I did hear that that happened, which is absolutely insane in my opinion.
Well, yeah, this isn't going to just be confined to airports, and we're going to go there in just a minute. I mean, I'm reading reports the TSA is going to set up shop on highways, on bus terminals, train depots. So, you know, I think Americans are going to be seeing an increasing amount of the modern-day brown shirts into our daily lives when it comes to travel. But more to the point of why we had you on the show this evening has to do with what's going on in Texas. So let me give you a couple minutes to review with our audience the situation involving the Texas State Legislature, the TSA, and what the position of your 10th Amendment Center is on this.
Well, certainly. Basically, the Texas Legislature, in view of the intrusiveness of the groping pat-downs and the x-ray scanners, decided that they needed to step in and impose on behalf of their citizens to stop what they view as a violation of the Fourth Amendment. These intrusive searches are being done without probable cause. In fact, airport security is based on the premise that everybody's guilty. And this is the exact opposite of the Fourth Amendment guarantees that American citizens enjoy. So the two bills were introduced by Representative David Simpson. The one that gained the most traction basically, in essence, made it illegal for any agent to conduct a search that involved touching of any of a person's private parts or in a way that any reasonable person would consider offensive, made that a crime. And would basically have put an end to the groping, highly intrusive pat-downs. The Texas House passed that legislation unanimously, 138-0. I think that demonstrates the wide-ranging support. You rarely hear of something passing anything unanimously. It moved on to the Senate, passed out of Senate committee, and from what we've heard, had the votes to pass the Senate, at which time the federal bully stepped in. The Department of Justice issued a letter, sent it to key senators, and basically said, if you pass this bill, we're not going to have any choice but to shut down all of the Texas airports and basically turn the Lone Star State into a no-fly zone. And,
well, I think that would have been perfectly acceptable. If I would have been the senator, I would have called their bluff, and I would have said, sure, let's see how much support you get from the airlines and how President Obama likes alienating the flying public.
Well, that's exactly the point that I made in a piece that I wrote recently. You know, the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport is one of the 10 busiest airports in the world. It's an American Airlines hub. I would love to see the TSA explain to America that, yes, we're shutting down virtually the entire air traffic system. We're inconveniencing thousands and thousands of people. We're wasting millions of dollars. Also, that you can stand in line in your socks and wait for a blue-shirted agent to grope you. I don't think the American people are buying that one.
So what ended up happening with the Texas state legislature?
Well, they backed down. They blinked, and Senator Dan Patrick, who was the Senate sponsor of the bill, withdrew it. His reasoning basically was that he had lost the votes, and so the bill is essentially dead. Representative Simpson is trying to find a way to revive it, but the Texas legislative session is about to come to an end, and it doesn't look good. The good news is, from what we're hearing, there's a number of states that are preparing to introduce similar legislation in 2012. So it may be a case where we have more than one state passing this type of legislation, and that would certainly make it much more difficult for the federal government to bully. But I agree with you. If they do, call the bluff.
What are they going to do? Send in the National Guard and
force
the public to fly so they can fuel them up? I mean, what are they going to do?
I have no idea. And they never made that, they never made explicit what their threat was. And it is really hard to imagine how they would possibly, how we'd possibly do this. And we've even had people suggest that, hey, if the TSA wants to shut down the Texas airports, bring out the Texas National Guard and defy them to do it. Maybe that's extreme, maybe it's not, but we're in a situation where, the violation of our rights continues to grow, and the more we submit, the more they grow. I just read a article about Rosa Parks and her role in the civil rights movement, and she basically said that day that she was sitting on the bus and they told her to get up and move to the back, she said she was tired, and she realized that the more they submitted, the more oppressive things became. So at some point, we as Americans have got to stand up and say, we're not putting up with this anymore. And I think Texas just missed a golden opportunity to do that.
We have a large listening audience in Texas. In fact, actually, our network headquarters is located in Texas. And to some of our favorite people there, like Lark, I want to know what you're all going to do to hold your representatives accountable for backing down. You elect them to have courage to stand up for your individual liberties, and they blinked. And they played chicken and lost. And to me, this is unconscionable. It's a reason to unelect every single representative. And to me, the disturbing thing here, Mike, is the fact that the Texas state legislature only meets every 2 years, so these poor people down there are going to have to suffer through two more years of this abuse.
Yep, and, I agree completely. And, there are some courageous people. I can't commend Representative Simpson more. This bill was actually originally introduced in March. It was virtually dead, And he was able to work behind the scenes and lobby and get that bill revived. It particularly helped when we got a couple of high-profile incidents. The six-year-old girl that was groped, that was captured on a YouTube video,
yes,
down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
The Miss Susie Castillo, the Miss USA that produced the cheerful video, that certainly helped. And he really worked hard and revived that legislation. And the House members, they stood up. They banded together unanimously, but there's some people in the Senate that definitely need to be held accountable. And, you know, I would encourage anybody that's in Texas to write their senators, tell them how you feel about it, and also write the governor and lieutenant governor.
Yeah, good point. Let's go to the phones. We've got a caller here, Lee from Georgia. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Good evening, gentlemen. Mr. Hodges, as he was talking about the letter from a federal official threatening to shut down the airports and stuff, got me thinking, you know, systematic use of violence and intimidation to achieve a goal. A method of government or of resisting government involved domination or coercion by various forms of intimidation. That's the definition of terrorism, isn't it?
Well, let's hold it right there and let Mike respond. Mike, do you think this these TSA actions are a form of domestic terrorism?
Domestic terrorism. I'd have to sit and think about the definition. I would certainly term their actions as tyrannical. I would certainly define the action as bullying. Domestic terrorism, I don't know if that's a terminology that I would use or not. I'd have to actually kind of sit and think about that. But it certainly steps over the line, and it certainly goes far beyond the authority of the federal government. The federal government doesn't have any authority to threaten the states. You know, the states created the federal government, not the other way around. And I think the federal government and the officials there need to remember that.
Okay, Lee, thanks for your call. Mike, I'm one of those people, and Andy, I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but correct me if I'm wrong. I think our news director, Andy DeRiso, is one of these people that believes that this TSA issue really is a ruse. I've read that they have caught virtually nobody. They've prevented no terrorist attacks. They've been proven to be incompetent in their in-house testing. I'm wondering if it's just not a conditioning agent to try to get us to accept the fact that the federal government is all-powerful, and what better way to condition us than to feel us up by touching our private parts?
Well, I mean, you can certainly make that case, and the ineptitude is well-documented. I worked in the airline industry. I can attest for the basic ineptitude of the whole quote unquote security system. In fact, I'm working on a little research. I issued a Freedom of Information Act request to the TSA, trying to get some information on exactly what they have really discovered in their searches, and also try to get some results made public of their testing, because they definitely do on-the-job training, and I think it would be interesting for Americans to know just how effective these folks are.
Well, to that point, it's been well documented. Let me leave you with this comment as we go into the break, and I'll let you comment when we come out. But to that point, there's been many TSA agents, several, where it's been well documented they have a history of being a sexual offender. Why in the world would we ever accept people like that in that position? I'll never know. We come back from the break. We'll get our response from Mike, and we'll talk about what his organization is going to do to basically attack this abuse of American civil liberties. We got a little bit of a problem here. Andy, let me ask you very quickly here before we go to break. TSA sees you at the airport, and they touch you inappropriately. What are you going to do?
Well, I'd really like to bite them, but I know that would get me in trouble.
See, I thought, too, the more vulnerable of our population that will fight back, whether it be kids screaming at the top of their lungs or little old ladies swinging their handbags, this is maybe what it's going to take, is civil disobedience. Anyway, we're up against the break. We come back, we'll get Mike's response.
help. I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Tonight's show will be Destiny Classic, and you can access this show and all the great RBN programming through the RBN archives, and it's available for just a mere $1.33 per month. And you can sign up to be a subscriber at 1-800-724-2719. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Stephen Emerson as we talk about the threat of domestic terrorism. Join us. In this segment has been our very special guest, Michael Mahari, the Communications Director of the 10th Amendment Center. And Michael, tell everyone how they can track the activities of your organization, and more importantly, what your organization is going to attempt to do to thwart this TSA threat since the Texas State Legislature is backed down.
Well, basically, we kind of work in two main areas. The first is education, and that's the primary focus, is just getting people to understand what the Constitution says, what their rights are. You know, you're constantly hearing that the Supremacy Clause allows the federal government to do this and that. We want people to understand what the Constitution actually means, what the framers intended. So that's a big part of it, is just getting the public to understand what's going on so that they can get involved and be intelligent and educated as they go about trying to change the hearts and minds of the legislators. The other thing that we do is we do a lot of lobbying. We've actually drafted a good bit of model legislation on various issues. We work with state legislators in various states, helping them to articulate their arguments and get this legislation passed. So we're going to continue in that vein. We're really working through our state chapters to get this TSA legislation introduced in as many states as possible so that the federal government is faced with not just one, but you know, dozens of states pushing back. If people want to find out what's going on, read our articles, find ways to get involved, track legislation, you can do all of that from our website. It's www.10thamendmentcenter.com. It's all spelled out, T-E-N-T-H, amendmentcenter.com. And click on the various links, and there's a plethora of information for people to check out there.
Yeah, there really is. And I think that if anyone spends any time on your website, as I have, they'll come to the very quick conclusion, if they're ignorant on the topic, about how invasive the federal government is truly becoming in our daily lives. And I think that your organization needs to be commended for their efforts in basically trying to get us to follow what the Founding Fathers wanted, and that was the preservation of individual liberties, of which central government is the biggest threat to. By the way, Michael, I will be contacting you off air this week about how the federal government is using the military to assist state governments in basically stealing the property and property rights of individual American citizens. And I want to bring that to the attention of your organization. I think it's something that we clearly see a violation of the 10th Amendment on, but I'll be in contact with you on that. And I want to thank you so much for taking this half hour to be with us, and I certainly hope we can do it again as new circumstances warrant.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to talking to you later this week.
Okay. Michael Mahari of the 10th Amendment Center and the TSA abuse in Texas, and shame on you, Texas. In fact, Lark must have heard me mention his name. He's on line number two, calling in from Texas. Hi, Lark. What's on your mind?
Well, I just would like to say, Dave and Annie, that Americans, just like Texans, need to realize that when we look at issues like the TSA pat-downs and the Fourth Amendment violations, the Tenth Amendment violations, et cetera, we have to view things in a larger context and use a wider lens. We have to ask ourselves, what permitted such outrageousness in the first place? And I think we can find the answer in law. Would you agree with that?
I agree with it, but I would also add the caveat of ignorance, apathy, and laziness.
Well, you know, we have to, you know, on this network recently, for instance, there is a gentleman here in Dallas. His name is Aladask, A-D-A-S-K, and he's discovered what most Americans were unaware of, that human beings, as defined by Ballantyne's law commentary of 1930, a human being is defined as a monster. And at one time, at various times in history, even the word citizen was defined as a slave. And we're flummoxed by words. And words are used by organized cabals of criminals to extract tribute and or blood money. And however, any which way you want to define it. But
I totally hear what you're saying. I totally agree with you. De Tocqueville would agree with you. Lark, your point is well taken. But I would like to see you and the other good people in Texas take your legislative representatives out to the woodshed and then get them out of office. They didn't have the courage to stand up to one of the biggest invasion of privacies and personal property, which is our own bodies. They totally back down. And when you face a bully in a street fight, you got to kick him where it hurts and then follow up with a series of punches. And that's what the legislature in Texas should have done. And I hope that you guys hold them accountable. We're going to be up against the break in just a moment, Lark, but I'd welcome you to call back in the caller section when we have Stephen Emerson on. Thanks so much for your call. Annie? This issue with TSA is not going to go away, is it?
No, it's not, and it's one of my top 10 of everything that's going wrong with this country, with this world. So,
apathy, they got us. Ignorance, laziness. Yeah, and Annie, we're up against the break, but as we go into the break, let me leave a word for the Texas State Legislature. Shame on you, and you need to develop some werewolves. See you after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit teravim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way, the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show, and many thanks to our special guest in the first half hour, Michael Mahari, the Communications Director of the 10th Amendment Center, for bringing to our attention how the Texas State Legislature blinked in the face of a challenge from the feds and is going to continue to allow the TSA to practice their version of domestic terrorism, the groping of innocent American citizens. Anyway, our special guest for the balance of the show is Stephen Emerson. And Stephen is the executive director of the Investigative Project on Terrorism. And Stephen and I are going to be talking about all things domestic. Hi, Steve. You're on the air with Dave and Annie.
Nice to be with you guys.
Well, thanks for joining us. And before we jump in, tell us about your group and what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, I formed the organization. It's a nonprofit, tax-deductible organization called the Investigative Project on Terrorism. And it's a group that I founded in 1995, actually, following broadcast of my documentary on public television called Jihad in America. And I realized after the broadcast of the documentary that there really wasn't any organization or even government agency that was collecting information on radical Islamic groups in the United States. It was a big void, so I decided that I would fill that void. And so I created this group, of, you know, basically young kids, but they were very ambitious, very smart, very good investigators. And we started looking at all of these radical Islamic groups that pretended to be moderate, that feigned civil rights status, but in fact were extensions of Hamas, extensions of Hezbollah, extensions of the Muslim Brotherhood. And in fact, by 9/11, you know, suddenly, before that I was called a crazy crockpot, but after that I was called a Cassandra. Neither were appropriate. And then after 9/11, as you, some of your listeners may recall, in 2005, the FBI made an extraordinary find, a discovery that was probably the most important national security discovery since the Pumpkin Papers, if some of your listeners remember that, with Alger Hiss in the late 1940s. And this discovery in 2005 was a serendipitous discovery of hundreds of thousands of documents related to the secret structure of the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States, how they were formed, what their roles were, what their groups were, and no one ever knew about this. I mean, it was an amazing discovery. And that sort of lifted up everybody's sights into understanding now things that we just didn't understand prior to that discovery. In any case, we do investigations into radical Islamic groups, their supporters, either on Capitol Hill, in the media, in politics. So we're not just looking at the groups themselves. We're looking at their front groups. We're looking at their supporters. We'll attack and criticize media that are dupes, like the New York Times and the L.A. Times and the Chicago Tribune, that are wholly owned subsidiaries, apparently, of the Muslim Brotherhood. I'm being facetious there. But, of course, their reporting reflects that type of bias all the time so that readers don't get the actual truth. So we try to provide it. The website, and I'm sure you'll repeat it, is www.investigativeproject.org.
Well, one of the lead-off questions I wanted to ask you, and believe me when I say this, Steve, that I'm saying this almost tongue-in-cheek, with the supposed death of Osama bin Laden, it seems like a lot of Americans are feeling infinitely safer from the scourge of terrorism. How do you respond to that?
Absolutely not. I mean, first of all, Al-Qaeda lives on. And number two, we have to understand that we're not just threatened. I mean, and this is something that I want to very, very specifically, you know, lay out. The threat doesn't emanate only from violence. Everybody knows what a terrorist attack is. It's violent. There's blood and guts. But there's also something called the stealth jihad. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is it's a jihad which we ordinarily associate with violence, but it's a jihad that's carried out basically nonviolently to manipulate, infiltrate our government, our media, our society, our political institutions. It's to corrupt them, to manipulate them. And to that extent, that is a threat to our very way of life. I mean, already we see this in the way this administration refuses to use the term radical Islam. Now, we'll use the term Colombian cartel or Italian mafia. We'll use the term black gangs. We'll use the term, you know, Hispanic gangs or whatever, Japanese Yakuza. But we won't use the term radical Islam. Why is that? It's because this administration and others and other politicians and others in the administration have decided that would be, quote, offensive to Muslims. Now, it wouldn't be offensive to Muslims because Muslims are the greatest number of victims of radical Islam. But it's basically appeasement of the radical Islam. It's the same reason why no more films are made in Hollywood today. Believe it or not, not one film has been made in the last year that features radical Islam as a protagonist, a radical Muslim as a protagonist, even though 80% of all terrorist attacks today are carried out by radical Muslims. So they've already infected and corroded and corrupted the process of Hollywood, the process in the media, the government. I mean, the government now has counterterrorism advisory panels that have appointments with people that are pro-radical Muslims, that are, in fact, parts that are members of groups that are fronts for the Muslim Brotherhood. How do you explain
it? It's almost like the Alger Hiss of terrorism here. And you know, one of the things that occurred to me as you were running down how we've been infiltrated, I wrote an article for News with Views called The Enemy Within, Why We Should Care, C-A-I-R. And I detailed the happenings in Dearborn, Michigan. Are you familiar with what's going on up there in that city?
I heard some things. I mean, first of all, I heard about an AUSA, an assistant U.S. attorney, who was a member of radical Islamic groups and has been appointed a federal prosecutor. I mean, this is the most outrageous thing in the world, and yet it didn't get any attention. It was picked up on the local Dearborn website, thank God. But, you know, this is really serious, and there are other things going on in Dearborn that would shock people, absolutely shock them.
Well, one, I'll just run through a couple of quick cases, and maybe you've heard of these or not. There was a high school wrestling coach who was working in a school in which a Muslim who had radical connections was appointed, and this principal fired this Hall of Fame coach who'd been coaching for 35 years because one of the members of his wrestling team, without the coach's encouragement or even knowledge, converted to Christianity, and they fired the coach over it.
I heard about that was another piece of... You know, if this happened to any other, if any other religious member was a victim, there'd be a human cry. But the fact is that it was Muslims who basically prevented this from becoming a major scandal. And it is a major scandal. It's a blot on us, on our it's corruption, and it's a blot on our society that we have allowed this to occur.
Have you heard about the 13th District Court decision that basically tried to settle a dispute between investors and an Islamic group, and the judge, the 13th Circuit judge, refused to rule, saying that ecclesiastic Islamic law should be applied, in other words, Sharia law? Did you hear about that decision?
Which I did not hear about, and I'd like to hear about it because we'd like to write about it.
I'll send you the documentation. Unfortunately, I don't think I have it right in front of me. I might be able to gather it during the break. And Dearborn, Michigan also is arresting Christians for proselytizing Muslims at a Muslim event in a public venue in a city park.
This is outrageous.
It's unbelievable. I mean, can you imagine if the situation was reversed and Muslims were arrested for proselytizing Christians in a public park?
The fact of the matter is that they would claim that this was Islamophobia.
Exactly.
I submit to you that Islamophobia does not exist because the fear of Muslims is rational. Now, I'm not saying that it's justified because the vast majority of Muslims are not radical and they're not terrorists, but the reality is that if you look at the National Counterterrorism Center annual statistics for 2009, you'll find that 65-70%, maybe even larger numbers, of all terrorist attacks around the world, including the United States, are carried out by Muslims. So the notion that someone has a fear of Muslims, as Juan Williams expressed on Fox, is not irrational. I mean, it's the same way that if you're walking at night and you see five black young men in hooded sweatshirts, you're going to cross to the other side of the street. I don't care who you are. You're going to cross the other side of the street, and it's not racism. It's common sense. It's based on the fact that unfortunately, that type of dress has been used before for criminality. So what I say is these groups are using the term Islamophobia to basically curb our free speech, curb freedom of expression, to basically manipulate the political process, and to get away with murder. Yes, murder.
Well, I think you're exactly right. If you criticize Obama today, you're called a racist. You're criticizing him because he's African-American. And if you speak against the scourge of domestic or foreign terrorism and you refer to radical Muslim groups like Hezbollah, the Muslim Brotherhood, they're also hiding behind the racism moniker. And so how do we get around that?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know how, you know what? You have to be willing to say the truth. You can't succumb to that vile pressure, you know, that's infected the New York Times, infected the LA Times, infected Hollywood, right? You can't succumb to it. You have to stick to your guts and to your integrity. And if it means calling, listen, I will not stop calling, you know, groups for what they are. CARE is a front group for Hamas. It was created by the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Public Affairs Council in California is a front for the Muslim Brotherhood. Okay? There are so many other groups involved here that are fronts. And I'm not going to sit down and say, oh, no, they're really civil rights groups. The Southern Poverty Law Center is actually defending these groups. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which, you know, has come out against radical racist groups, actually listed CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, as a human rights group several years ago. This is absolutely outrageous. And the same Military Religious Freedom Foundation...
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
They are going out and protecting CARE and other groups. These groups should be shut down because they're corrupt, they're defending racists, they're defending terrorists, okay? And they don't have any business that goes contrary to the way they got their IRS tax deductibility. They should be shut down immediately. There should be investigations by the IRS starting immediately.
Well, I agree with a lot of your saying. The Southern Poverty Law Center is got some connection with George Soros, and he's dedicated to the downfall of this country, so I don't find that surprising. Let me take you back to your comments on the media when you were talking about the one-sided reporting of groups like the Chicago Tribune and the New York Times. Do you have any idea, after years of being involved in this issue, Stephen, why they're so motivated to misreport the happenings of terrorism?
You know, I think that you have fellow travelers. I think there's two reasons. That's a very good question. The question is, are they just being gullible, duped, or is there actually an ideological sympathy and collaboration with these groups? And I'm beginning to believe it's more of the latter. When I see reporters like Andrea Elliott, who wrote a series of stories years ago, like 5 years, 4 years ago, before she got a Pulitzer Prize, writing three front-page stories about an imam in Brooklyn and how moderate he was. And she wrote, you know, they were front-page stories, she got a Pulitzer Prize, but she left out was something we found, is that this guy had given Friday afternoon sermons, we found them on CDs, calling for the killing of Jews and Christians. She didn't report any of that. She just made it up. In fact, we're going to come out with a story calling for the revocation of the Pulitzer because it was fraudulently given. Now, this goes on all the time. All the time. The New York Times today headlines got, you know, the Egyptians opened the border with Gaza. It says giving hope to Gazans. You know what it means? It means the Gazans now are going to get Katyusha rockets and major bombs and missiles that they're going to lob not just over in Sderot in Israel, but at Tel Aviv, and kill hundreds of Israelis. But the New York Times celebrated it as an act of hope for the Gazans. Who are they kidding?
No, I agree. I agree. They've made this president and the liberal established media wants to give his totally indefensible borders. We talked about that last week on the show. As we go into the break, I'm going to pose a question for you to think about over the break. And basically it's this. I've got a caller, a loyal caller, who's written to me. And he says, who is this fearmonger guy you got on tonight? This guy is out there. Shame on you. A fearmonger is not what I expect from your program. Before we go into the break, and we'll probably have to interrupt this and give him a two-part answer, how would you respond to that allegation?
I respond to the allegation that this guy has been, this guy, I am sure, is a member of a radical Islamic group or a fellow traveler.
Now, I know this particular caller is not, but we are threatened by this. In fact, I'm going to lay the foundation for where I want to go after the break.
Let him go to our website. Let him look at the reality. I mean, if he thinks I'm a fearmonger, he's like saying those who were warning against Hitler back in the 1930s were fearmongers. Okay? That's the same exact example.
Okay. Well, we come back from the break, and I'll pose this question here, and then we'll break and leave it as a cliffhanger. I live in Arizona, where our borders are threatened, and law enforcement agents are telling me that Hezbollah and Hamas are connected to the Mexican cartels coming across the border. That's the reason I'm concerned, and I want to talk about that when we come back from the break.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
This evening's special guest is Stephen Emerson, Executive Director of the Investigative Project on Terrorism. And Stephen, as we went into the break, I had mentioned that in my conversations with several Arizona law enforcement officials, many of them near the border, have unequivocally stated that Hamas and Hezbollah are connected to the Mexican drug cartels. They're actively coming into the country. There might be good people that are crossing the border illegally that wait on us in restaurants, clean our yards,
but there are people coming across with them that we want nothing to do with. And so what is your position of your group on the threat posed by illegal immigration and the infiltration by Hamas and Hezbollah?
You're 100% right. This is a story that the major media is ignoring, but I know from my contacts and sources within the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI that Hamas and Hezbollah are training in Mexico, in Venezuela, even in parts of Colombia, and that, in fact, larger numbers of Middle Easterners have been found coming over the border in the last year that has been publicly acknowledged by this administration. They have found people in trunks of cars, Hamas, Hezbollah, Muslim Brotherhood. They're training. In fact, I know Hamas is training by carrying out underground tunnels in Mexico for practice when they come to the U.S. or when they go back to Gaza. And in fact, Hezbollah has been involved with large amounts of drug trafficking in Venezuela, and it's been hosted by the leader of Venezuela, this crazy dictator, it's actually gotten to the point where Hezbollah now has a major relationship with several of the drug cartels. So these groups are dangerous to this country, not just to the world. I mean, let's say we're just, we put our heads down, we say we don't care what happens. To our country, they're dangerous. So this person who says, I'm a fear-monger, let's look at reality. Let's look at the number of terrorist attacks that have been stopped by that have been plotted by radical Muslims in the United States since 9/11. A total of like 48. And had those 48 been successful, one was successful. Actually, two were. One at Fort Hood, 14 people were shot to death. You know why? Because at Walter Reed Hospital, everybody was afraid of calling Major Nidal Hassan a terrorist in the making because they're afraid of being labeled a racist or Islamophobe. And had they been not so deterred from that shame of being called a racist, that he would have been reported and he wouldn't have had the opportunity to kill 14 people. So who's the fearmonger here? And what about the 47?
Yeah, Major Hassan, I mean, he had total, his superiors had total knowledge of his extremist connections, and yet under the banner of political correctness, they allowed him to continue in his position, until he murdered 14 innocent people, many of them brave men and women who serve this country. And once again, as we go into the break here, I want to thank our armed forces for serving our country around the world and fighting against terrorism. God knows why some people don't think it's coming to roost on our shores. Stay tuned, everybody. More on this topic after the top of the hour break.
The next round of